My mother created a debt with Zemir when my father died. My brothers and I were ignorant of it. Then Boris found out. I was 12 when Zemir kidnapped her. He made us learn to torture and kill men in order to save her. I don't remember which night with Zemir it was when my mother could no longer look at me. When he allowed her to return home, she couldn't bear to be in the same room as me. We didn't get my mother back. We saved the shell of the woman who used to be her. The woman who returned to our home barely spoke to my brothers, but she completely ignored me shortly after she killed herself. I came home and water was seeping under the bathroom door. I broke it down and found my mother in a bloody tub. For 5 years, I barely slept. I never knew when Zemir would call. Nightmares haunted me. Men's voices, the smell of their decay, and visions of their agonizing faces filled my every thought day and night. None of it ever went away. Anxiety plagued me. If I fell asleep and missed his call, there would be consequences to pay. I learned the night of my mother's funeral what happens when you don't act on Zemir's wishes. My brothers got a front row seat to watch. Then, when I was 17, Boris negotiated a deal for our freedom. We aren't really free. Once a year, Zemir still owns Boris. That means he still owns us. Part of the deal is all Ivanovs are off limits. So far, Zemir has held up his end of the bargain. I don't believe it will last forever. You can't mix with the devil and expect him to keep his word. I'm always waiting for the other shoe to drop. Whenever Boris gets the text from him, warning he's going to require him to do whatever sadistic thing he has planned, my fixation on killing Zemir and destroying everything he's a part of intensifies.